Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa in the Mighty 1090 studios with Kevin Kelly from West Coast Marine. Talking Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and having a good old time.
And private boat fishing, man. We're having a great time. We want to hear from you. Be a part of the show this morning. Boy, if you've ever had questions about boats, one of the absolute experts is here with Kevin Kelly, rigging and repower, the whole nine. We're talking about it today, and we want you to join us. If you want to be a part of it, you want to talk about your Parker boat, your dream boat, give us a call this morning. There's two ways that you can reach us. First is with our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, it's 858-457-1090, or hit us up on the toll-free line. That one's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. As we said at the beginning of the show, not only are we talking all about these Parker boats and Yamaha outboards, but we are giving away a great prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a trip to go three-quarter day fishing aboard the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing, that beautiful, completely redone three-quarter day boat. And Taro and the boys have been having great fishing, as Pete mentioned. Good yellowtail fishing yesterday, been having good offshore fishing to go along with it, an absolutely awesome trip, and somebody's going to get to go fishing at the end of the show.
Indeed. Time for the catch report.
Today it's sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end connection failures, you need to get that Sato crimp kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your trip to help you catch everything from school-sized tuna to record-sized tuna, and with all brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. And if you haven't already, you should make it your preferred connection for Spectra to Mono or to Fluorocarbon. You can get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle or at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com. And let's start it off with our private boat buddy, the man, Captain Mark Wish, has got our fishdope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete. Kevin. Kevin, I wish I had never sold that Parker boat I had.
Oh, well, we can get you another one.
I know a
guy. Yeah, we should figure that out.
I know a guy.
Well, that's the other thing, too, as Mark will attest. They hold their value.
Yes, they do.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I was shocked what I sold my boat for.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, guys, hey, so we're kicking off October with lots of fish around, but unfortunately Mother Nature's got the wind machine cranked up a little bit, especially for tomorrow and Monday, so hang on. But starting with the islands there, Catalina's still kicking out some nice big fat yellowtails. Setup's starting to move towards a little bit more of a wintertime pattern. Check out the high spots outside West Cove there, Pedestal Rock, Farnsworth Bank, of course. And Orange Rock, those outside structure spots are holding some of that bigger fish. You can slow troll a mackerel or troll a big Rapala, that new Husky 25 or size 30. Been getting some really nice ones there. One of our customers showed me pictures yesterday of a 38-pounder he caught on the troll here the other day. There's some good ones around. Scattered yellows at SBI, guys, but the big news is the bite out there at San Nicolas Island. Man, they were just really chewing there until they kind of got blown out here with the breeze coming up, but it's out on the end of that east end ridge outside the sand spit there, 18 to 25 fathoms. Lots of fish around, but limits of wind right now, so we'll see what's left after the wind backs off there. Totally blown out right at the moment. At Clemente, substantial grief from the Navy. They're doing live missile firing. They were serious about booting everybody out here the past few days. A lot of guys going through withdrawals. You know, they can't get to that bluefin bite. And, you know, it had slowed down for a little bit. And just like I mentioned last week on this report, the better water was moving in, and as soon as that water moved in, the bite bounced right back. Still that good grade of fish, 40 to 80 pounds there, but really keyed in on the squid, guys. If live, if you've got it, there's a little bit to be made at the island proper. And if you don't have the live, you can get away with some quality frozen. And the best shot there is a little sinker rig. Get your bait down 50 to 150 feet, and the guys are picking off those bluefins on that. Now, it is open right now. But the weather's up, so I don't know if anybody's going to be able to get there. And then closer to home, we had a good show this week on that yellowfin tuna. You know, it pushed up all the way, really some of it's above Dana a little bit, But the best was off the domes on down to like Oceanside, 6 to 12 off the beach like that. And but you guys know the drill, man. That stuff is stealthy. It's light line, small hooks, hot bait. It's the key for those guys. And then those marlins are still around here, quite a bit of marlins. There's some fish up west there, but the better fish is kind of two areas. One's the ridge from the 181 to the 182, and then from Pyramid Head to the 289 to the 43 proper. And in addition to all of that, now it's lobster season, guys, so I think you should just go fishing.
I think that's a great idea. No doubt about it, Mark. There's so much fishing going on, and now lobster, too. And best way to find out what's going on, I keep tabs of it every day, fishdope.com. Whether you're fishing or not, you know what's going on. You have all the inside information from guys like Mark and others that report to Fish Dope every day. You save $20 on a new membership to fishdope.com by using the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And Mark, how do we find you at Pacific Edge?
Pete, Pacific Edge, the home of the world-famous Pacific Edge bait tanks, is on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger and Huntington Beach. And the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, I mean, just think about it, guys. You can go pull those hoops for the evening, get a nice little lobster dinner, and then go out, catch a few tuna fish so you can throw that on the barbecue also. I mean, this is as good as it gets, guys. It is time to go.
It's time to go. October 1st, there's no reason for it to end right now.
No, that stuff's going to be around. That water, you know, the water actually came up a little bit in many areas, and we've got this push of southern water that's cleaner kind of coming up. It's a really interesting setup for this time of year, and it looks a little different than we normally see at this time of year. So who the heck knows what's going to happen, but regardless, man, we got a lot of fishing around right now.
Pete Grosbeck comes in the shop all the time and always says the same exact line. It just reminds me of what you were saying on this one, Mark, is you just throw the book away. Throw the book away. The book doesn't exist anymore. The history book of what our season is going to be or going to do, just throw it out the window because it's
on. Pete Grosbeck's a very smart guy. He is absolutely right.
It's just, throw it away.
Throw it away.
Yeah.
Don't know what's going to
throw it
happen.
Away and go fishing.
All right. Thanks,
that's
Mark.
It,
appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it, Pete. We'll see you.
See you, Mark. All right. Let's head on down to San Diego now, over to C4 Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4th?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Great. Good morning.
Well, we had a very similar fishing, a little inconsistent season a few of the days there, but overall, still very good bottom fishing on those half-day trips, rockfish, sheephead, lingcod, occasional bass, a couple of bonito during the week. Still pretty good fishing. The 3-quarter day trip, still looking at those yellowfin. The new Seaforth went offshore yesterday, caught 41 yellowfin for their 22 anglers and some nice size 20 to 40 pounders in there. San Diego still running those open party trips, seeing yellowfin. I saw a few bluefin during the week there. So about what we've been seeing for the last, I don't know, 2, 3, 4, 5 months or so there. Very good fishing. The overnight trips, again, looking for yellowfin. Starting to see a few more bluefin sneaking the count on those trips. Had about 30 or 40 of them caught on Thursday there to go with their 100-plus yellowfin for the 3 boats we had out there. So very good fishing overall. Check out the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got our full schedule up there. Those half days, 3-quarter days, 1 day, day and a half, starting to see a few longer trips in there. You can make your reservations directly online. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Of course, you can always come down and visit us.
Yeah, let's go fishing, man.
Absolutely.
Don't threaten me with a good time. That sounds good to me.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Appreciate that, Marcos, and we will talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. All right, now let's find out what's going on in Northern Baja. It's time for our Sport Fishing Financial Report with the man, Rick Jensen. What up, Rick?
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick. Hey, how's it going, Kevin?
Hey, how are you, Rick?
Hey, I got to give a shout-out to West Coast Marine. I'm a two-parker owner and a double repower all through West Coast Marine.
Yeah, that's part of the family.
Yep.
Just definitely, Kevin, such a nice guy, and always there and available, and great location and all. So great to see you doing such good business, and the Parker owners are all happy. I hear nobody I know has ever been anything but happy with the boats.
Well, that's good to hear. Thanks, Rick.
Well, I'm down at Palmas de Cortez at the moment, and I'm helping Jack McCulloch. He's doing a big shoe giveaway that's sponsored for his Fishers of Men group, and we're giving away 5,000 pairs of shoes. I'm here at Palmas de Cortez taking a little break and tuning into the radio, but things are beautiful down here and a great event going on.
Oh,
that's awesome, Rick.
Great.
Good for you.
And you're just warming up for our big Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular starting Thursday.
Yeah, we're so excited about that. So live on the water here, there's not a stitch of wind. It's comfortably warm, and everybody's been out doing pretty well here with a mixed grade of everything from wahoo to dorado to the billfish and rooster fish. I mean, everything's going pretty decent down here.
Oh, that
sounds so nice.
The big note on the peninsula, it still continues to be Mag Bay, and the conditions over there just keep getting better and better. Several marlin showing up, the big boats, the yachts are starting to head down there. You know, the long-range guys have been in the mix with so there's the wahoo still stronger than ever. There's tuna. There's dorado in the mix. Bob Hoyt over at Mag Bay Outfitters just had his guys out on a three-day, and they just completely slammed them. They filled the boat, and we're back in, so that would be the place to go if you had the wheels to get down there or jump on a long-range boat and get some of that. Up at Moulinet, lots of life. We stopped by there the other day, went for a swim, saw some snapper chasing bait. I guess there's some dorado outside the point, and the yellowtail are still consistent on the deep holes from there up to Chivato. Up at Cedros, they continue to have the yellowtail and calico going strong, and more dorado and tuna showing up in the warm water there in the channel and outside the island, and even a few marlin around. Up at Bay of L.A., bait's been tough. Decent grade of yellowtail around. Bigger models are deeper, dead bait, and if you can get an iron down fast enough to pass the bait. But wind's been a little tough, and the little dorado outside haven't really been that much in the sound lately, so I don't know what's happening out there. It's a little slow, I think, on the smaller dodos out there. But up and further at San Quintin, good yellowtail reported by the local free divers. I don't know how much they're on the chew as much, but the guys going out with the lines have been getting into the bigger reds and the big wings. Cincinnati Bay, smaller yellowtail, bonita, barracuda, all in the mix. Decent fishing there. And unfortunately, up at Gonzaga Bay, if you're heading that way, I saw a report that there was a bunch of guys putting out some long line nets there covering the whole entire area. And that's such a small, basically saltwater lake. So hopefully that gets put to a stop here soon and we don't take too many of the slow growing cabri out of that area.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Well, hey, it sounds like great. I can't wait for the event. We talked about it earlier. You're sponsoring the big pig roast on Sunday night for our awards banquet. And then, of course, $500 for the largest wahoo or dorado there in the East Cape. And then we have another $500 from Statewide Stripes for the largest tuna. And all of those are available, right?
Absolutely. Are there any spots left? Because if I was at home and I could take a day off in the last minute, I'd certainly jump on a plane and get down here.
There very well could be. Call Van Warmer Resorts, 877-777-TUNA. Check it out.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you down here, Pete. We'll keep a couple fish ready to bite for you, and I'm just going to relax and look forward to seeing the gang when they get down here on Thursday.
Fantastic. All right. And if we want more information, want to hook up with Sport Fishing Financial, highly recommend Rick and his group over there if you want to just have some money to go fishing. More money in the future, right?
Yeah, that's the way to do it. You know, it's like now there's no way to make bait. So you gotta cut bait when you have it. And when it comes to saving money, it's the same thing. Call me up. Let's talk about how to plan for your future, 949-481-1807, or on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com.
All right. Have fun down there, Rick. We'll see you Thursday and talk to you next Saturday on the show.
Okay, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right. Appreciate
Thanks,
that.
Rick. All right.
Very good. That is our catch report today, and let's go ahead and jump back into those packed-up phone lines.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Rich? He's calling us from Bradley this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Rich.
Well, good morning. You know, the biggest boat I've towed around to go do my fishing with has been like an 18-foot bass boat. And I'm wondering, what kind of modifications do you recommend or do to your pickup truck when you're going to be towing a fully equipped Parker with that 9.5-foot beam?
On that, Rich, I think you're going to need to get into a 3/4-ton truck. That's going to be the best solution for that. The half-ton trucks are probably a little bit on the small side, although some of the newer ones are rated for 12,000-pound towing.
Yeah, I know the new F-150
yeah.
has a 10,000 to 12,000-pound. And what do you need for a 25 Parker?
It's a 10,000-pound package with the boat and trailer. So, but
do you use the same type of trailer hitch?
Well, we use I think it's a class 4 hitch with a 2 and 5/16 ball. So you got to go to the big heavy duty stuff.
Got to make sure that the hitch is has the capacity to tow that much.
A 10,000-pound receiver hitch.
What is a fully loaded 25-20 weigh on a trailer? What are you talking about?
That's a good question.
On a trailer, it's pushing 10,000 pounds.
Right there.
Yeah, with half
fuel and everything.
Yeah, with half a tank of fuel and, gear and
ice and all the other stuff.
Yeah, all the other stuff that you're going to put on it.
How much fuel does a 25 hold?
25-20s hold now 237 gallons.
Wow.
A gob. A bunch more than a gob.
A lot of fuel.
Yeah.
You can go a long
distance. Easily a 300-mile range.
Yeah, indeed.
As far as, upgrading an older half-ton truck, I don't think you can really do that to get it into the capability of towing a 25.
However, the 23.
23 is perfect.
It goes easy with a half-ton. I used to tow it all the time.
Yep. And those 23s, they have about the same length of cockpit that the 25 does.
Yeah.
Usable space. It's just a foot less width is all.
Yep.
So
like you say, that's your most popular boat.
The 23 is easily towed by a half-ton truck.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090. Open right now.
All right, let's jump back into the phones. This time talk to Jim. He's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Wondering, Kevin, do you sell many of the trim tabs for the boats?
The trim tabs come standard from Parker on the boats. The upgrade that
they come standard. Now they're the actual tabs that come down on both sides, both starboard and port.
Are they Bennett tabs?
They're Lencos.
Lencos.
They're electric as opposed to hydraulic.
Yeah.
The only upgrade that I do mostly on the boats that I order is I get it with the trim tab indicator on the rocker switch.
So sweet.
Which is lights on the side
that
of the switch.
Nice.
Yeah, it's so sweet.
It's not very expensive, but it gives you the information that you need to know exactly where those trim tabs are when you're running and gunning and you got to get the boat back up on plane again and you got to know where your trim tabs are and it just makes it a lot easier.
That was another one of those little things we talked about at the beginning of the show that Kevin knows that you wouldn't think of. The list of options is pages long. I wouldn't have thought that was a big deal. And he goes, oh, no, you want that for sure. It's very inexpensive. I didn't even know what it meant. I just glossed over it. We're looking for rod holders and bait tanks. That's the only options we were concerned with. He goes, no, trust me, this is one you want to get.
I'm not going to let you order the boat without him, right?
That's exactly what he said. It's huge.
All right. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, we got a first-time caller on the line. We always say first-time callers go right to the front of the line. If you want to get through, it's 858-457-1090. Let's talk to Marshall calling from Point Loma. Marshall, thanks for being a first-time caller with us.
Good morning.
What's up, Marshall?
Hi.
Hello, are you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Marshall.
Well, I just had some information about the oversized load with the Parker boat.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm familiar with moving oversized loads around California, and if you're under 10 feet wide, you should not have any restrictions time-wise. 24/7 is you should be allowed to pull that.
Oh, that's
excellent.
That's good information. Appreciate that.
Yeah. And what about that permit that Kevin was – how essential is that?
Well, I think to be legal – well, I know to be legal, you need to carry – either a one-trip permit for each time you go, or you can get an annual, which, like you said, was like $90.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
Good. Just to have it in your car, right, or your truck.
Well, yeah, if you get pulled over by a commercial CHP, he's going to know that the boat is wide, and he'll question if you have a valid permit or not, and if you don't, there will probably be a fine involved.
Gotcha.
There you go. Well, that's good info.
Very good information. All right. What do you tow, Marshall?
I move heavy equipment around, and I listen to your show. So,
we appreciate your input on the show. Always nice to hear
first-time callers
that really know their stuff. Appreciate the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information, more with Kevin Kelly of Parker Boats. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It's time to get outside on the East outside and celebrate fall colors, arts, culture, and recreation in the Eastern Sierra. From now until the first snow, there are a variety of activities that capture the essence of autumn. In addition to enjoying fall color viewing, the season hosts fishing derbies and biking events to theater performances, a kite festival, and art festivals. Check out the Outside on the East Side details on the Fall Colors page at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
This is Ron from Fast Lane Kayaking in Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie kayaks and kayak fishing, nobody does it better than my guys at Fast Lane. Our massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie hands-free Mirage Drive kayaks. Plus, we've got Salty Gear clothing and lots of fishing accessories for kayaks. What makes our location special is we offer free demo rides. You can come down and try before you buy. Take a new Hobie Eclipse out on the water, Mirage Drive kayak, or stand-up paddleboard. We want you to find your fun on the water. A family-owned and operated for almost four decades at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld on Mission Bay. Check out FastLaneKayaking.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, El Gato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com. No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Big event for CCA this afternoon, which Ricky and I will both be.
Absolutely.
The Craft Beer and Food Festival of Portuguese Hall. We have the president, El Presidente, the San Diego chapter of CCA, Steve Pazel, on the line. What's up, Pazel?
What's up, Pazel?
Hey, would you, going on, please refer to me as El Presidente.
From here on out.
Okay. Absolutely.
I like the sound of that. Just wanted to remind the listeners that starting at 5:30 tonight, we're doing our craft beer and food fest at Portuguese Hall. You're going to have live music, all kinds of pokey, sushi, pizza, food trucks. It should be totally awesome. We're pretty close to sold. I wouldn't say sold out, but we've got maybe 30, 40 tickets left.
Okay.
It's only $50. It gets you a membership to also a year-long membership to CCA.
Okay.
And we'd love to have people come help support CCA, and there are going to be a ton of raffle prizes. And
A ton of raffle,
no doubt.
A ton.
And what can you make some examples? Like what are you giving away?
I think there's a ton of normal fishing equipment, rod and reels, lures. I think one of the coolest things at the live auction, Ali from BD Outdoors has agreed to fly somebody in his spotter plane.
Cool.
As he's going, and also take him on one of his, it looks like one of his fishing shows or one of his boats. I mean, there's all kinds of things.
Is there a trip to Rancho Leonero in there, too?
There might be. I don't know. I don't have the Luis Almeida has been doing all the details.
He's been kicking some serious butt.
But so how do you get in the raffle once you get there? Because the $50 ticket gets you a $30 membership to CCA, and then a one-year membership, either add it on to your current membership or a new membership, and all the food and all the beer you want?
Pretty much, yeah. It's a good deal. We've got four or five breweries coming in, Ballast Point, Carl Strauss, a couple others. Really excited to see people come down.
Wow, sounds like fun. And so then you buy raffle tickets for the big grand raffle, right?
Yeah, everybody bring cash, but we also take credit cards.
You do take credit cards. And then there'll be a silent auction too, right?
Yeah, there's going to be a target auction. There's a target auction. So basically, if you buy $100 worth of raffle tickets, you can spread it across five different things that you might want. You know, you can put all your money on one type of thing. And then we're also going to have a live auction.
I got you. Okay, very good. And you're doing a live auction, right?
I am not. Wayne is going to do live
auction. Oh, okay, good. Well, great. Well, that's 5:30 this afternoon. I'll be there. Ricky will be there.
Absolutely.
Portuguese Hall, great location right there. If you've been to the San Diego Shelter Island launch ramps, you've driven by it 100 times. Right there, Portuguese Hall, right there on Shelter Island in San Diego. So once again, tickets online, or can you get them at the door?
You can get tickets at the door, or you can get them online. I think you may have a link on your website. But if people need tickets, they can also call me 858-255-4466, and we'll get you taken care of.
All right, very good, Steve. We'll see you at the event. Thanks a lot for the info.
Thanks, guys.
All right,
bye.
Very good.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones. You're getting packed up. Again, if you want to get through, 877-792-1090 open right now. Let's talk to Brett, who's calling us from Winchester this morning. Hey, Brett, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. You answered my question about towing weight. You said about 8,000 for the 23 and almost 10 for the 25 on the Parker?
That's correct.
Okay. A little follow-up. I have all women in my family. Is there a way to put restroom facilities on there?
Both of them have heads aboard. The 25s have a electric flushing head with a holding tank.
What? Really?
Yeah. All of them.
Wow.
They're all standard. And that whole V-berth area has a privacy door, so that whole V-berth area becomes essentially the head also. And on the 23s, it's not quite as private, but they also have a porta potty that is plumbed, so you can evacuate it at the launch or at the dock. You know, suck out at the dock.
It is plumbed.
It's plumbed.
Wow,
mm-hmm.
That's nice.
So
yeah, so like on the 25 with a holding tank, you could go to Avalon, Catalina, spend a few days.
Yes, and then pump it offshore, overboard.
Yeah,
or at the pump out station at the dock.
Yeah, very good.
And how many people can that 25 sleep? Two of us or
two comfortably? When I fish on my buddy's 25, we're three, four of us sometimes on board, and I prefer to sleep outside anyway.
And then there's also you can make accommodations on if you get the
25-30,
and you can actually put a separate bunk in the wheelhouse, right?
Yes, the 25-30 is the extended cabin boat, and it has a option for a dinette, and that will convert into a bunk also for a third person.
Wow!
So there's a few different options. So get in touch with us, and we can get you the option sheet so you can decide which one you want.
Very good. Brett, thanks a lot for the call this morning. How do you get in touch with West Coast Marine?
WestCoastMarine.com
okay.
is our website, or my email is kevin@westcoastmarine.com.
Yeah, Kevin responds instantaneously to emails and phone calls. He's great about that.
Oh, yeah.
You're really on
Follow-up is the key.
Which is great. And and you just check out WestCoastMarine.com. We have a link on our website for you. It's easy to get a hold of him. And Kevin is, the cool thing about Kevin, he's very, very approachable.
Yep. And no BS.
Yeah.
There's no BS with these guys. I mean, when our process on ordering our Parker boat was just the easiest thing in the world. Everything was laid out. He gave his opinion. He gave all the facts. This is what I think. This is what the sheets say. These are your specs. These are what your options are. It's just, man, it was so cool. It was such a cool experience. And it was a major thing. That was the biggest thing ever for us. Yeah, and it was just, I can't begin to tell you how easy of a time it was. Guys are just so cool. Everything happened. Just, it was awesome.
Financing is quirky, especially when you buy used boats. But on new boats, it's pretty good, huh?
It's not bad right now.
Yeah.
The banks are back in lending, and they're at the 5% rate. And
really?
For 15 years on these new boats.
15-year, 5%.
Yeah, 20% down. Sometimes it's really good credit. They'll even do 10% down now.
Is that right?
You know, they're kind of getting back into it. And there was years that they just didn't want to loan money on boats at all.
No.
Back in
and the rates were extremely high.
Yeah. And, you know, you almost didn't have to need to borrow money from the banks.
Yeah.
They didn't want to lend.
5% isn't too much and higher than a 30-year mortgage.
Some of them is even lower.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
For that really, really good credit.
You have really good credit scores. Yeah. On a new boat.
On a new boat.
Yeah.
And even on some of the newer used boats, they can do those kind of rates also.
Wow.
Yeah. I have several different lenders that have different packages of where you can go with new boats, used boats, with, you know, good credit, with, you know, great credit. The whole gamut.
Yeah.
Cool.
Pretty cool. Hey, 3 weeks from today, join Let's Talk Hookup Crew for a very special live broadcast at the Kona Kai Resort on Shelter Island in San Diego. It's going to be Saturday, October the 22nd from 7 to 9 a.m. We're going to have several special guests joining us to talk about the resort, the fantastic marina, fishing, so much more there. In addition, get this. Kona Kai Resort will be giving everyone in attendance free breakfast, including Bloody Marys and mimosas for those over 21. How about that, huh?
That's a morning.
Yeah.
That's a morning.
Plus, we'll be giving away great prizes like room nights, spa services, dining cards at the Kona Kai Resort, Maui Jim sunglasses, Olakai sandals, and so much more. So that's going to be a fun event. Mark your calendar 3 weeks from today, Saturday, October 22nd, 7 to 9 a.m. at the Kona Kai Resort. Special live broadcast, lots of food, fun, and prizes.
Without question, the nicest facility in San Diego Bay, period.
And
period,
getting better every day.
Yeah, that is the spot.
It's a cool spot. So join market calendar 3 weeks from today. Going to be a lot of fun.
All right, let's jump back into the phones. Bob and Santee, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Bob.
Hi.
Buddy of mine has a late 90s Yamaha 80-horsepower four-stroke on a 21-foot Carolina skiff, and he was wondering if he's running NGK plugs in it right now, but he was wondering if something like Splitfires or another brand would give him a little more performance in the older motor.
See, that's an interesting question. I don't have any experience with that, but I think I'd stick with what Yamaha has suggested. That's always the best bet. You might want to get a hold of one of the mechanics or up at West Coast Marine, our service department. Gonzalo would probably be the best to answer that question directly. Our number up there is 949-515-2822, and option number 2 when you get to the menu. And Gonzalo would be the... He's the guru.
He'd answer the question.
He's the guru of Yamaha.
There you go.
For that type of a technical question, he would know if that's going to help you out.
That's a good guy to have on your team.
Oh, he's a good guy to know.
No doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Bob. Appreciate that.
All right, now let's talk to Doug. Call us from Montebello. Doug, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Morning, Doug.
Yeah, hi. I was just wondering about a boat going offshore, two things. What would be about the smallest boat you could get away with, and how much would it cost to outfit it as far as safety gear, like flare, radio, and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, I don't know about the smallest boat I'd take out there. I've seen 18-foot Parkers, you know, 40, 50 miles offshore. Those guys got some big huevos, and I'm sure you'd take it out there if you paid real close attention to the weather. As far as safety gear on there, you're going to want a flare kit, life jackets, and a VHF radio. If you don't have one standard mounted hard on the boat, a portable one, I'm sure you're going to spend, $400 or $500 on some safety gear. Flare kit being, $150 or so right there.
Yeah, so, and it's very easy to find out what you need. You can get the Power Squadron to do an inspection of your boat, and they'll tell you what you need.
Yep.
So you are compliant with U.S. Coast Guard regulations, right?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Get the sticker, and then, they won't disrupt your fishing trip on the way out.
Yeah.
it's a cool little boat for the offshore. Well, and I only say this because I've got two buddies that have them, is that 21 Pilot House. That was a cool,
cool little
offshore, still gets you out of the weather, blaze down. That's a cool little ride.
Yep. Yeah. It's a deep V hull, and you can get in behind that windshield, and same Pilot House as the same size as the 23. It's just a couple feet shorter, and it's a popular little boat.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. Hey, Doug, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090. Also, one line open on our toll-free line at 877-792-1090.
All right, let's jump back in and talk to Harry. He's calling us from La Jolla this morning. Good morning, Harry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. With the start of the lobster season, I wanted to share a piece of information that most people may know about. If it saves one person some trouble, then I'm glad I did it. Last year, I bought my lobster report card, and about 3 weeks into the lobster season, somehow the lobster report card got lost among all my fishing tackle. So I went to a tackle store, and had them told them that I didn't have my lobster report card, and they said, well, you need to get another one. I did, and fished the season, and at the end of the season, I took my lobster report card directly to the fishing game over on Ruffin Road. Done deal. I go to buy my lobster report card for this year. Doug Kern punches into the computer and says he can't sell it to me unless I pay a $20 surcharge because of a non-reported card or non-returned card. And I couldn't figure that out, but I finally worked with Fish and Wildlife. It took me about a week to get it done. But it turns out that I needed to report the lost card to Fish and Wildlife. So for anybody who does, in fact, either lose or misplace their card, they will have to fill out an affidavit or at least contact Fish and Wildlife and let them know what happened to the first card. Otherwise, it'll show up in the computer as a non-reported card, and I didn't know about that. I was not told that. Rick, it wasn't at your shop, but the shop that I went to did not tell me that I needed to notify Fishing Game. So it was a surprise to me that I still actually had an unreported card.
That's good information,
yeah,
Harry.
Totally.
That's very good information. Thanks a lot. Did you go out last night?
I did not. I wasn't going to be part of that.
You didn't get up at midnight?
Well, I go out in my kayak, and with all those boats out there, I mean, that would be highly risky for me.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'll see you guys tonight, this afternoon.
We'll see
look
you at the
to it,
CCA
Harry.
Craft Beer and Food Fest, Harry. Thanks a lot for the information. Appreciate the call.
Well, going to back to what he was talking about with the licensing, that's been one thing that was kind of difficult. Well, not difficult, but you know, when the license has made the switch to an all-electronic system, there is zero bending the rules. You know, in the old days when it was a paper book system, a scenario like that would happen. Oh, I lost mine. You just, okay, no problem, man. I'll cut you out a new license. Here you go. Now that the way they're done electronically is it's a field system where, you know, once you don't get to even progress through to the next page until the computer gets what it wants kind of thing. So if it says that there's a non-reporting fee, like, it doesn't give you the option.
You have
of,
no option.
Yeah, you have zero. Like, it's one of those things where you can't even get to the next screen of where the license is issued until that has been cleared up and paid for kind of thing. So
do you ever have the scenario, like, I mailed mine up to Sacramento. Do you ever have a scenario where they just didn't get it? And the guy goes, I mailed it.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have.
But
I mean, we totally have. And, I mean, yeah, the tackle store, it stinks because what are you going to do? You call your customer a liar. Well, you didn't, you know, but at the same time, we can't eat it because we're getting charged for it the same price. You know, we don't make any money on selling licenses. There unfortunately is no recourse. I mean, you know what sounds like the recourse is probably doing exactly what Harry did, going directly to wildlife. They'd probably have some recourse. But if you're going to an agency, which our shop is, or any place that sells licenses, yeah, there's not much that we can do anymore. It is by the book, and it's by their computer. And whether their info is right or wrong is a tough thing. And I will say this, too, because a lot of people are out getting licenses. If you're going to get a lobster card for a minor, you can still get them, but if they have any type of identification, it really is going to speed up your process. Doesn't mean that we can't get it done, but it'll definitely speed up the process if you bring some identification for the minor. So if you're taking your son or your daughter, if they have a passport, that's ideal. If you could bring their birth certificate, that would be the next thing. If neither of those exist, which is very common, an issue can be licensed, can be a lobster permit can be issued from a guardian's ID, but it will just go faster, and it'll create their own profile if you have some kind of identification.
But everybody, no matter what their age, if you're fishing lobster, you have to have
exactly. Money. So you can be 15.
So if you bring your infant for a get-together, seventh limit for them, you got to have an ID.
Exactly. You don't need a license to fish if you're under the age of 16, but you still do need a lobster report card. Same with if you're fishing off of a public pier. You know, if you're fishing off, if you're going to hoop net your lobsters off the OB pier, you don't need a fishing license because you're on a public pier, but you do indeed need a lobster card.
Need a lobster card. Okay, that's good information for everybody. Now, do you have those Promar XL nets in?
Oh, yeah. They are. They turned out so cool.
They're so cool.
They're perfect.
I can't wait to fish them.
For me, that is perfect. For me, that was a bummer because there's no way I'm not buying a set of those. Yeah, they fish better. They're bigger. They're heavier. They're going to hit the bottom better. They offer more bait, more room to crawl in. Well, you got to have an ace line, but I got an ace line hauler. The problem is I got a perfect set of ambushes, and there's, you know, it's one of those things. It's going to be an investment one time. I'm going to buy a full string of 10, and I'm going to have the XLs. They're a pitching.
Yeah, that's the one.
They're cool.
Sure. Absolutely. I have a question for Kevin about the deep V versus the modified V.
Ah, yeah.
Explain that.
The deep V is the 21 degree dead rise hull, which is dead rise is measured at the transom when you're looking at the V at the transom behind the boat. That's 21 degrees measured down there at the bottom of the V. The modified Vs are typically 16 degrees, which is a little bit flatter hull, more easily driven and got to get up on plane easier with less horsepower, a little bit more stable at anchor, but doesn't handle the chop as well as a deep V. I recommend the deep Vs for most applications here in Southern California. We have big swells, whether it's a northerly swell coming in or a southerly swell, and the wind chop in the afternoon, confused seas. The deep Vs just seem to be a better fit for our ocean conditions out here.
Yeah.
Not that a modified V doesn't work well. I've sold plenty of the modified Vs this last year.
Yeah, Doug Kern has a modified V 23, and it rides great.
All over the place.
Yeah. And the advantage of that is the side-to-side stability is more. So,
yeah, it's
like
more,
especially if you're hooping or something like that, you're going to get four guys on one side, it's more stable on that side, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And just like Kevin was saying, I mean, I don't want it to make that anybody think that that is an unstable boat, because we charge offshore in Doug's boat all the time. It rides fantastic as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. But if it gets gnarly, the deep V's a little...
It's better.
Well, just
a little better.
In theory, and you know that's why they develop those big cigarette boats with deep Vs.
Deep Vs, yeah.
They just ride better in the big chop.
So what are the different option and models of Parkers?
Well, they have...
Give us kind of the rundown from small to big.
Small to big is 18-foot center console.
Okay.
Then we have 21s, 23s, 25s,
wait a
and
minute, 28s. So slow down. So the 21 comes in what modification?
Okay, the 21 comes in a deep V center console or a modified V center console. It also comes in a 2120, which is the pilot house. They move up to 23. You can get it in the modified V or a deep V center console and also the 2320, which is the pilot house. And then moving up into the 25
now
range.
Now, can you get the 2310?
That's discontinued.
Oh, it's discontinued. Okay.
The 2310, which is the walk around, was discontinued
okay.
a couple of years ago. But moving up in the 25s, you get the 25 modified V or deep V like Ricky's boat. 2510, which is the walk around version, which is what Scott Sherman has.
Right.
And the pilot house. And then also the extended cabin of the pilot house in the 25. Then you go to the 28, which is the pilot house and or a deep V center console.
Okay.
And the pilot house in the 28 is also deep V.
Okay. All right. So the 28 is all, they're all deep Vs. There's no modified Vs in the 28.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
So, but, and the 25 the same, or you can get a modified V in
oh,
the 25?
Oh, you can get a modified V in the 25.
Yeah.
And that's just the XL, whether it's a pilot house or also the walk around style.
But a majority of what you sell are deep Vs.
Majority of them are deep Vs.
Everything pretty much you order is a deep V with the exception, unless somebody wants a special order or a modified V.
That's correct.
I've noticed Parker boats that have a bracket and a full transom like our boat does, and then other boats that have like a notch style transom. Is that indicative of modified versus deep V, or do they come either way on either boat?
No, that is exactly correct. The notch transom where the engines are hung on the transom is typically a modified V
okay.
hull, unless it was an older boat that were. Quote the Mark Wish special, mm-hmm. which had the deep Vs, but also engines on the transom. Mm-hmm. And that, theirs were 40 or 50 of those boats made.
Notch transom. But everything else yeah. is a bracket mount now.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything else.
Except for the 21.
21. Yeah. 21 is all
notch
transom. There's no bracket
yes.
on the 21.
Correct.
And then the 18, of course, is all.
Yes. Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing that happened, I believe, in 2015 that may not seem like that big of a deal, but is so sweet, is the access door through the transom.
Yes.
And, yeah.
I mean, I know that doesn't seem like that big of a deal on a skiff, but, man, one, if the boat's in the water, it makes it so much easier to get on and off. And, two, if by some miracle all of a sudden we have 200-pound tunas to be caught offshore, which we did this year, it is so nice to be able to slide, just open it. People kept asking, how are you dealing with, you know, how'd you get a 270-pounder in that Parker? Well, it's easy. You just open up the door and slide it right through.
Slide it right through. Now, that's only available on the 25 and the 28?
That's correct now.
Not on the 23?
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet.
Rumor has it that that's being developed, but it's not available yet.
Okay. Very nice.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's going fishing aboard the Liberty. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the 95-foot Searcher. Team Searcher would like to thank all of our great customers for their support in our fantastic 2015 season. The Searcher has a fantastic crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, satellite TV, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2016 schedule is out, so don't miss the boat. Book your trip online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia and Jen at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
At Dawson & Associates Insurance Services, we recommend travel insurance for your next trip. Plans include trip cost cancellation, emergency medical evacuation, and medical expenses. For the frequent traveler going at least 100 miles from home, we have an annual plan, including foreign and domestic travel that insures every trip you make for an entire year for only $267. We guarantee the lowest prices on all our travel insurance products. Call Bob or Christy at 619-460-5615, or to view prices or apply online, visit safariglobaltravel.com. That's safariglobaltravel.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 10-9. You're the big winner of a three-quarter day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing is going to Jim in San Diego. Jim, congratulations. I'll tell you, you're going to love fishing on that boat. They did such a nice job.
Yeah, they are getting them,
yeah.
Too. And they're going to be running year-round out of Fisherman's Landing. I want to thank the Liberty and Taro and all the gang there for doing such a great job. And I want to thank you, West Coast Marine, Mr. Kevin Kelly, for doing such a great job and putting so many anglers in the boat of their dreams.
Well, it's been fun, and I just want to mention that we will have a couple boats down at Tackle Day. November 5th.
November 5th for
Fisherman's
Tackle
Landing
Day.
Tackle, yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm going to have a couple Parkers.
A couple
down.
Of Parkers.
Yep.
Wow, okay.
Yep.
And I'm always available, too. If anybody ever wants to bug us about our Parker, man, I'm easy to get a hold of
check
and easy
out.
To find, and I can't begin to sing their praises enough. We're so happy with our boat and just awesome.
Talk to all the guys. And if you want to inquire about getting your own, how do we do that?
Best way is probably give me an email, Kevin at westcoastmarine.com, and or just our website, westcoastmarine.com.
And you have a phone that's accessible?
Yeah, my cell phone. I'll give my cell
phone.
Go
ahead. You always answer it.
Yeah, 949-735-5759.
Okay. And so. Kevin is easy to access and easy to talk to, and no pressure, no hype.
That's the truth, man.
Here's what we have. Here's what you want. You want a Parker boat with a Yamaha power? This is the guy.
Come
right
get
here.
It.
Fair, upfront, honest deal to start with.
Right. Yeah. Yep. There's no high grossing.
No. Don't need to do that.
No.
Don't need to do that.
No. And the boats sell themselves.
Yep.
So. Yeah. Good for you. And great financing, like you were saying, too.
That goes with it nowadays.
Yeah,
yes.
That's pretty cool. Well, thanks, Kevin. Appreciate
awesome,
you
Kevin.
Taking the time today. And thank you all for listening today. Appreciate that very much. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Michael Schweit from the Federation of Fly Fishers going to be in with a special gang talking. He just got off an offshore fly fishing event.
On the Fortune, right?
On the Fortune,
and
yeah.
They creamed them.
He's going to talk about that. And then, of course, the big event. In the Owens River there coming up in October. This is October. Coming up very soon there that they were going to be hosting the Federation event there. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mighty 1090.